So, coming next up here, speaking of that She-Ra podcast I do, which once again is She-Ra Progressive of Power, this gentleman was our season premiere guest because he happened to write a brand Bible for She-Ra for the new Netflix show, which is being helmed by Noelle Stevenson, you may know. But that's not why you know this guy. You might know him from an Image book called Revival. You might know him because of Green Lanterns or Nightwing. If you don't, you're going to know him in about 5 seconds as we welcome to the stage Mr. Tim Seeley.
All right, excuse me if I'm a little nervous. I'm a comic book artist, not a performer, so I sit by myself in a dark room with no other people to watch me. But so my story is specifically about conventions, because that's kind of a big part of my life. So I've been a comic book fan since I was a little kid. Probably around 5 years old, I discovered Spider-Man, got super into comics, loved Marvel comics, and then as I got older in comics, started to get really into, you know, the X-Men and stuff, which is what you do as a teenager. And I discovered the character Wolverine, which is a big character for teenagers. And at the time, my favorite title was, the Wolverine book was written by a guy named Larry Hama. And Larry is, like, he's the Forrest Gump of pop culture. Super interesting guy, has been everywhere. You know, was on an episode of MASH as a bad guy. Like, he's a really interesting guy. So, as I was a fan of comics, I eventually wanted to do this as a job. So, you know, all through high school, I was working on comics. I majored in illustration college. And I worked for small companies, very small companies, and you will never find those comics, thank God. But in 2002, I got lucky. A friend of mine was starting a comic book company, that a guy I had met at a convention, and he called me up and said, I need somebody to run traffic. And he hired me to work at his comic book company, and the first debut book they did was G.I. Joe, which is the 80s action figure reboot of the old plastic figure with the fuzzy head and the scar on his face. So I came in as first to run the show, help him out, but eventually I had to become the comic book artist of G.I. Joe just because of time and working with a licensing company. And so, you know, I said I was a big comic book fan. One of the things I just never cared about was G.I. Joe. And my reasoning from when I was a kid, and it's terrible, but when we were kids, my little brother loved G.I. Joe, and the G.I. Joe figures are 3 3/4. They're you know, about this big. And when we were kids, as three boys, my little brother loved G.I. Joe, and my other brother and I were like, G.I. Joe is lame, he's small, and we'd always say, G.I. Joe is so gay. But we thought He-Man was the really cool figure. He-Man, the guy with the metal strap and the furry underwear, like, that is a straight toy, dude. But I ended up really kind of getting to like the job. I loved drawing G.I. Joe, it was really fun, it was really weird. And it really led to a lot of crazy work stuff because it was a very popular property. So we got invited to our first G.I. Joe Con in 2003 when I was working at Devil's Due. And G.I. Joe Con is like C2E2, but just for G.I. Joe. So it's very narrow focus, and G.I. Joe fans, very passionate G.I. Joe fans, tend to be military dudes, you know, like army builders and stuff like this. And, you know, we go in there this first time, we're so excited. And one of the people I got to meet at the show, you know, in between doing panels and drawing sketches for people, I got to meet Larry Hama, right? He was one of the guests of honor. And Larry is always a guest of honor at G.I. Joe because G.I. Joe was basically created, the new version was created by Larry, basically. So Snake Eyes, the cool ninja guy, all that stuff was created by Larry. So he's like a royalty at these shows. The thing about Larry is he's not a super conversational guy. And he gets sick of being approached at these conventions all the time. So he's a little bit like aloof and stuff about hanging out. But when he met me, for some reason he was like, I'm gonna hang out with you. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And primarily why he hang out with me was because he's at G.I. Joe Con and I'm not a Republican. So so this was like one of our early bonding things that, you know, we got to hang out about. But so Larry and I had a great time. We went, you know, we just walked around the show. We bullshit. It was great. And then there came time, the Hasbro, the toy company, had a dinner party they wanted us all to come to. So Hasbro rented out a van, and they took us to Pleasure Island. This convention, by the way, was in Florida. It was near Disneyland. So they took us to Pleasure Island, and they plied us with drinks, and they bought us food. It was great. My boss is watching this go on. We're all hanging out. He pulls me aside and he says, hey man, you know what? Definitely have a good time. This is cool. Hasbro's taking us out. do not get too drunk and do not be embarrassing, okay? And I'm like, yeah, no problem, you know? But I'm 24 at the time. I'm hanging out with Larry, we're having a great time, hanging out with the Hasbro guys, hanging out with fans. I'm having my drinks, I'm having my boozes. At a certain point, I stop really remembering much. I have flashes, though, of events. And the events are like, I recall running between a man on stilts, and he was walking around dressed as Uncle Sam, and putting my head between his crotch and doing this, you know? And I have this faint memory of being in a fountain of water and splashing it around and a clown yelling at me to stop. So it's like, clearly I'm having a really good time at this show. I'm gonna go back to my notes here. At the end of the night, as far as I remember, we have to call a cab. We have to go about this like 20-minute ride back to our hotel, and they call us a couple different vans to pick us up, and I get in the van with Larry to go back. So we're going back. Everybody else, my boss, all the people from Hasbro, we're in a caravan basically, and they're on the van ahead of us, and me and Larry are in the back of one van, and we're hanging out, having a good time, and all of a sudden, you know that thing where you're like, you're drunk, and you got to that point where things start spinning, and you're like, oh God, oh no, we're going over the line. I'm never coming back from this moment. So I yell to the van driver, man, you got to pull over. And he's like, we can't, there's nothing around here. We're basically between Pleasure Island and this hotel. The only thing that's around is the Disney corporate campus. That's the only, there's no 7-Eleven, there's no anything. And I'm finally like, you have to pull over. So the guy jacks over the side. Larry, concerned about me, is like, I'll come with you. I'm like, no, don't. He's like, no, I got you. So he helps me walk out onto the lawn of the Disney corporate campus, you know? And I'm with Larry Hama. I'm like, wow, what a great moment in my life. He's helping me out. We get onto the thing. I finally just collapse on the ground before he can get me any farther. And I throw up on Larry Hama's shoes. Right on his shoes. So I'm on my hands and knees. Larry's standing there. The man who had written Wolverine when I was a kid. Man who created Snake Eyes. Cool-ass dude who is on MASH, for God's sakes, you guys. And he looks down at me, and I look down up at him. And then the sprinklers of the corporate line go on all around me. So then the question I'm thinking at this time is, does this count as drunk, and is this embarrassing? But so we get back. Larry doesn't say anything about it. I'm like, oh, God. My boss clearly knows what has happened because he saw from the caravan that stopped. He's seen this entire event happen. And, you know, I wake up the next morning, a headache. My boss is just horrified with me. And he's like, oh, my God, but we're going to lose this license. This company is over if we don't have G.I. Joe. That's all we have. You know, that should have been the end of my career. Larry Hama should never have talked to me again. Instead, it was like everybody at Hasbro was like, dude, awesome. That was amazing. And they're all like, that was legendarily stupid. And Larry and I ended up working together on several comics. I see him at shows all the time. I'm like, hey, man. But he always remembers to tell the story about how I barfed on his shoes. So, thank you.
Tim Seeley, everybody. It sounds like we should go party with him after the show tonight.